That's what I like to see, bullseyes, every time. And you can do the same thing with Byers Barrels. As long as you do your part, the custom barrels that you get from Byers Barrels will deliver award-winning accuracy shot after shot. Byers Barrel specializes in standard and 1-in-9-inch twist match-grade 22 long rifle barrels for the Ruger 10-22 and AR-15. If you want to win, visit their site at ByersBarrels.com. That's BeyerBarrels.com. Or you can call Clint at 360-374-9476 and tell him you heard it on the Shooting Bench, would you? Let him know that his advertising money is doing him some good.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Path has led you to the Tinker's Shop here on Just Measures Radio. I welcome you. Please come in, sit down, have a seat. We all must remember that we are the library for those who come after us, and we must share our knowledge with those who need it.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be. Since I found serenity, you can't take the sky from me.
Well, good evening, my friends. Yes. Welcome to the Tinker Shop. Tonight is, how to put it? Been listening to a lot of stuff this week, and, oh, yeah, we're kind of looking at tomorrow being possibly a day of, shall we say, of interest. So, first off, I should do this. Good evening, my friends. Welcome to the Tinker Shop here on Just Measures Radio. Obviously, if you're listening to me live, it's 9 o'clock Central Time on a Saturday night. The date is the 22nd of November of 2014. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and put one little piece of music in here, or not piece of music, a little sound clip here, and after this is over, that might give you a little bit of an idea of where we're going tonight.
What if the Constitution no longer applied? What if the whole purpose of the Constitution was to limit the government? What if Congress's enumerated powers in the Constitution no longer limited Congress, but were actually used as a justification to extend Congress's authority over every realm of human life? What if the president, meant to be an equal to Congress, has instead become a democratically elected, term-limited monarch? What if the president assumed that everything he did was legal just because he's the president? What if he could interrupt your regularly scheduled radio and TV programming for a special message from him? What if he could declare war on his own? What if he could read your emails and your texts without a search warrant? What if he could kill you without warning? What if Supreme Court justices no longer looked to the Constitution to determine the constitutionality of a law, but rather simply to what justices who preceded them thought about it? What if the rights and principles guaranteed in the Constitution have been so distorted in the past 200 years as to be unrecognizable by the founders? What if the 50 states were no longer sovereign entities, equals to each other, and parents of the federal government they voluntarily constituted? What if the states were mere provinces of a totally nationalized and fully centralized government? What if the Constitution was amended stealthily, not by constitutional amendments duly ratified by the states, but by the constant and persistent expansion of the federal government's role in our lives? What if the federal government decided if its own powers were proper and constitutional? What if the Constitution were no longer the supreme law of the land? What if you needed a license from the government to speak, to assemble, or to protest against the government? What if the government didn't like what you planned to say, and so it didn't give you the license? What if the right to keep and bear arms only applied to the government? What if posse comitatus, the federal law that prohibits our military from occupying our streets, were no longer in effect? What if the government considered the military an adequate dispenser of domestic law enforcement? What if cops looked and acted like troops and you couldn't distinguish the military from the police? What if you were not secure in your person, in your papers, and in your property? What if federal agents could write their own search warrants in defiance of the Constitution? What if the government could decide when you were and were not entitled to a jury trial? What if the government could take your property whenever it wanted? What if the government could continue prosecuting you until it got the verdict it wanted? What if the government could force you to testify against yourself simply by labeling you a domestic terrorist? What if the government could torture you until you said what the government wanted to hear? What if people running for president actually supported torture? What if the government tortured your children to get to you? What if government judges and government lawyers intimidated juries into convicting the innocent? What if the government could send you to your death and your innocence meant nothing so long as the government's procedures were followed? What if America's prison population, the largest in the world, was a cruel and unusual way for a country to be free? What if half the prison population never harmed anyone but themselves? What if the people had no rights except those the government chose to let them have? What if the states had no rights except to do as the federal government commanded? What if our elected officials didn't really live among us, but instead all had their hearts and homes in Washington, D.C.? What if the government could strip you of your rights because of where your mother was when you were born? What if the income tax was unconstitutional? What if the states were convinced to give up their representation in Congress? What if the government tried to ban you from using a substance in your body that is older than the government itself? What if voting didn't mean anything anymore because both political parties stand for big government? What if the government could write any law, regulate any behavior, and tax any event? The Constitution be damned. What if the government was the reason we don't have a Constitution anymore? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes, to love your country, you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
So, there we go. As you undoubtedly have figured out by now, that's Judge Napolitano. No relation to, well, I'll just leave her name out of it. She's, bleh. Anyway, yeah, this week's been kind of a, shall we say, an interesting week for, for the nation as a whole. We're getting down here to the point where, yeah, they've been trying to come up with some sort of decision there in Ferguson, Missouri. Been a lot of discussion about that over the past, for the last 3 months. And, well, what can you say? It's one of these dichotomies, I guess you could say, of living in a constitutional republic. Yeah, we are guaranteed the right to peaceably assemble, to, demand redress of grievances from the government, and have freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. That's all good. Matter of fact, that's, one, not the only, but one of the foundation stones for this country. So, this is, like I said, this is one of those dichotomies. We've had an awful lot of things of the police getting out of hand the last several years. You get the cops that decide that they're going to be the law and, and squash people. Matter of fact, this afternoon I was talking with an acquaintance of mine, and how to put it, he's, I'm quoting him now. This is not necessarily my total opinion, but I'll quote him. He's just saying, we need to get this dance started. He needs to do something before he's old enough to be put back into diapers. Yeah, he's getting to the point where, he's ready for the R word. I'm not going to say that just in case we have our listeners who would, trigger on that. But by the same token, he's hoping that the police come down hard, or it doesn't come down hard at all, rather, on the protesters here. Well, he's, basically thinking, okay, fine, the cops are in the wrong. Not necessarily. If they're doing their job properly, they won't be out there, beating people's heads in for no reason at all. He's seen the stuff where, where he thinks he's seen it, that, you get people who are peacefully protesting, and then the cops go wild and start beating on them. Well, I don't know which ones he's seen, but you have a case of, restraint. Both sides need that. I have nothing against peaceful protest. But when the protesters start going over that line and start, shall we say, doing their free shopping, then it's crossed the line. It's one of those cases where, like Napolitano said, we can love our country, but we don't necessarily have to love the government, if they get out of line. So, where to go from there? Lots of thoughts, boiling up in my head here, and it's, hard to pick and choose exactly where I have to, draw the line here. There's other people out there who said, if the rioters go absolutely bananas, or, correction, if the protesters go absolutely bananas and start rioting, that, then the gloves need to come off, and start, taking them down. I don't know. Yeah, if you get people who are out there rioting and looting, they need to be taken care of quickly, put down, like right now. But if the people are protesting peacefully, that's a different story altogether. A lot of the stuff that's been coming out from Ferguson, little bits and snippets of news. Saw one today, again, where seems that a couple of the new Black Panther leaders, they've been busted just in the last few days for doing some straw purchases for firearms. That's kind of a no-no. Yeah, that's, you know, if the people are wanting to buy it, they should be able to, if they're clean, if they haven't violated everything else and had their rights taken away from them along those lines, fine. They should be going out themselves and getting it. But if someone's buying firearms for somebody else, what's that person's record? Have they been violent? Are they liable to cause problems? I don't know. Thing that they definitely got him on, though, was these two were arrested and charged with possessing, getting ready to build pipe bombs. You don't need pipe bombs to do a peaceful protest. You know, they've kind of gone across the line on that one. Another thing I saw, there was one of the state senators from Missouri, very liberal one who's been very much on the whole gun control bandwagon, you know, wants to control and keep firearms out of people's hands. Well, it seems that just recently, she was at one of the protests in front of the police station there, and she was, you know, out in the middle of the street, you know, screaming and yelling and whatnot. And the police were saying, "Get out of the street, sidewalk. Streets are for cars, sidewalks are for people." And she was somewhat belligerent with them, and I guess she was quite heavily smelling of alcohol and intoxicants in general. And so they were, you know, basically arresting her for, you know, public intoxication. And they come to find out she was carrying a 9mm with her in her purse and several extra magazines. Okay. Not quite kosher. Like I said, here she is. She's one of these who is, wanting to take all the firearms away from people, you know, liberty's teeth, however you want to call it. But she's, you know, feeling free enough to where she can do it. Again, you know, these are the politicians, the instigators for these mass protests. Yeah, you know, they don't seem to, how'd you call it? It's okay for them, but it's not okay for everybody else. So, I don't know. Well, tell you what, I'm going to go ahead here and just kind of, shall we say, pause for a minute here, put a little bit of music in, and then I'll be back. And I'm actually going to go ahead after that and probably put a little bit more commentary from the judge in. So, here we go.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. And I won't back down. no, I won't back down.
Yeah, there we go. The other man in black. The man with the initials JC. Only in this case, the initials stand for Johnny Cash. Yeah. Comes to the point of, you know, where do we back down? And where do we stand up? You know, the Constitution is, it's a funny thing. It's, it was written by representatives of the people. And it was adopted, you know, by the states, of course. Judge Napolitano does make a comment in another clip that I have here. He had one that was titled, The Natural Law as a Restraint Against Tyranny. He did comment in there that, yeah, the Constitution, it does actually have a typo in it, believe it or not. Starts out, we the people. Well, actually, it was the states. But it was written on behalf of the people of this country. And the question is, you know, one has to stand their ground, and, you know, where do you draw a line? Will Rogers had made a comment back, what was it, 1930s, 1940s? Believe that you have the right to swing your fist. But your right to swing your fist ends where my nose begins. Kind of says a lot. I think that was a large part of where the original authors of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights were coming from. They definitely believed in a very limited government. In the Constitution, there are, I believe it's 16 different functions that the government is authorized to do. And the vast majority of the other stuff that they do now is not constitutional. They've read it in, they've impugned additional things to give themselves more power. And that is not correct. So, what can you say? Things get a little strange. So, I myself, you know, these bozos, they're in Ferguson. A lot of what they're doing there, I don't agree with. You know, they're basically, you know, lynch the cop before anything's coming out. You know, he's been tried in the media and in their mob sessions that they've had. Well, yes, they've got freedom of speech. But, you know, where's the cutoff point? You know, they've got freedom of assembly. Again, where's the cutoff point? As long as they do it peacefully and aren't threatening people with mayhem, I'll just put it that way. No, I'm not going to. There's been reports of, you know, they've been threatening the police officers and the police officers' families with, you know, rape, murder, beatings, everything else. Yeah, to me, that's getting a little beyond the line. Yes, people have rights, but when they go ahead and threaten to violate the rights of others, at that point, they've gone ahead and basically relieve themselves of having any rights. So, why don't I do this? I do have, like I said, some more little pieces from the judge here. And where he was, again, you know, talking about natural law and, you know, how the natural law is a restraint against tyranny. So I'm going to go ahead and just put a couple of the couple of short clips in there before we get to the bottom of the hour.
We are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, and among these is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So if Jefferson's correct, if this isn't just some musing, and by the way, the Declaration of Independence is a statute enacted by the Congress. If you go to the first book of the U.S. Code and go to the first page, you'll see there the Declaration of Independence. Probably the most violated statute by the government that we have, even though it's the first and the oldest. But it articulates the view that our rights come from our humanity. What are these rights that come from our humanity? And if they come from our humanity, how can the government trample them? Well, the concept of natural rights articulated by Aquinas is this, that there are areas of human behavior for which we do not need a government permission slip in order to make free choices in those areas. So things like the freedom to develop your personality, the right to think as you wish, the right to say what you think, the right to publish your thoughts, the right to worship or not to worship, the right to assemble in groups, the right to refuse to assemble in groups, the right to petition the government for a redress of your differences, the right to defend yourself. I must tell you, the right to defend yourself, the right to keep and bear arms, does not protect your right to shoot deer. It protects your right to shoot at the government when it is taken over by tyrants. These are the quintessential American right. I'm going down the Bill of Rights. The quintessential American right. The right to be left alone. Codified in the Fourth Amendment. Today called the right to privacy. Codified in the Fourth Amendment. We all know what has happened to privacy. The presumption of liberty says the rights that we did not surrender to the government, we retained for ourselves, and they can never be taken away from us by popular vote or majority in the legislature or a command by a governor or a president. Now, if the government recognized the concept of natural rights, it would know that virtually everything it has done, certainly since the progressive era at the beginning of the last century, and perhaps even since the Alien and Sedition Acts, virtually everything it has done other than to protect natural rights has been wrong. Question, is there any legitimate activity government has in a free society? Answer, yes, to protect the natural rights of the people in that society. Meaning instead of assaulting my freedom, my life, my liberty, and my property, protect it. That's what we have a government for. And a government that believes in natural rights will limit itself to those behaviors. We need to understand the force of darkness among us. And that force of darkness is the very government we have elected and empowered to impose the darkness upon us. The better we understand it, the more we understand it, the sooner we can be free from its shackles. I expect that when I die, I will do so peacefully in my bed, surrounded by people that love me and faithful to first principles. That will not happen to everybody in this room. Some of you, particularly the young people, must be prepared to die in a government prison. And some of you, particularly the young people, must be prepared to die in a government town square to the sound of government trumpets blaring. When the time comes, you'll know what to do, because freedom lies in everyone's heart. But it must do more than just lie there.
Okay, well, that's probably enough of the judge right now. So, and here we are. We're down here at the bottom of the hour. So let me do this. I'll go ahead and get one of our station breaks or commercials in here, and then perhaps we'll move on to some other subjects.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, western firestorms, earthquakes, financial collapse, government upheaval. What happens when Walgreens closes? Whom do you turn to? You turn to Kat Ellis and myself, Chuck Hudson, on the Medi-Chat and learn how combat medicine and alternative herbal remedies can help keep you going no matter what. The Medi-Chat, live 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Just Measures Radio Network.
Okay, so, well, there we go. Got our commercial out of the way. And, I guess we've been kind of ranting and raving here, I guess, in my own way, or having a by proxy, I guess. Yeah. My comments here, and then having Judge Napolitano's comments there as well. So, why don't I do this? Now, I'm going to go ahead and put some music in here, and then while the music's playing, I'm going to go ahead here and just kind of check out here on the news just to see if there's any updates on that stuff. So,
the legend is on from the trip on down up the big lake they call getting sugar mid. The lake, it is said, never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. But the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund and the Fitzgerald weighed empty. That big ship and true was a bung to be chewed when the gales of November gave her land. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighter's car, it was bigger than most, with the crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind in the wild made a tattletale sound. Every man knew as the captain did judge was the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the big ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went unsafe, in the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
He last got contact with us and made us talk to him. About 4 minutes after 7, 1910, and he said he was going along fine and no problem. But it looks from the information that we have that it's
fairly certain that the Fitzgerald went down.
Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn in minutes to hours? The searchers of St. Anna made Whitefish Bay. They put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, but they might have capsized. They may have broke even over water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters.
Lake
Huron rose to their scenes in the rooms of their ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and days are the sportsmen. Farther below Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. When the iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November.
Piece of music was one that I had looked for last weekend, you know, the Ballad of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Like I'd said, you know, last Saturday we'd had the anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald back on the 10th of November. So, okay, so, well, I did take a peek out there, and just to kind of double check to see if there's any, you know, late breaking news on the Ferguson business. And it now appears that there won't be an announcement tomorrow like had been talked about. They keep delaying it more and more. I'm not quite sure why, but I guess it's just to give the grand jury a little bit more time to, you know, come up with their final decision. Like I said, it was originally forecast earlier today that it was going to be somewhere between 11 and 1 o'clock tomorrow, and it's been postponed. The grand jury is still going to be in session, and they're going to resume deliberations on Monday. So that's a good thing. So I guess we got a weekend here yet without having to worry about having to dodge things. So, of course, we've got, you know, enough other things that's still going on that's, again, kind of makes you wonder. You know, I'm sure everybody here knows that this week we had our emperor in D.C., you know, decide he's going to go ahead and flout the law some more and start putting things through by, you know, executive decree. So we'll have to see how that works out. Of course, again, when I was taking a peek out out in the news here, seems that there's some of the black activists are starting to get upset about that too. Guess they finally realized that, if we have all the illegals, you know, being quasi legalized, you know, given another, you know, 2 years of free play to run around and, you know, work and being given work permits and driver's licenses and all that stuff, that'll give our uninvited south of the border and other parts of the world visitors here, you know, more access to the jobs. Wondered how long it would take for them to wake up to that. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, it's probably time for me to stop ranting and raving here and just kind of get on to something else for a while this evening. I'd originally planned way back when of talking about, believe it or not, tobacco tonight. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead here probably, you know, put a little, how would you call it, note there on the main webpage for this, you know, out at www.arlen-tower.com/Tinkers_shop. You know, of course, you know, Tinkers is with a capital T. And, you know, just as a little bit more information, and to kind of keep people updated here, so, you know, you guys will be able to keep checking out there. Because one thing I was been doing this week was I've been, believe it or not, cleaning tobacco seed. And I've got probably fairly close to a quarter pound of the seed already. So I'm going to go ahead here and make an offer to you guys. Out there on my, you know, main page, there's a contact me spot. And anybody of, you know, the people who are listening here, you know, obviously, you know, once get going, you know, for the, say for the next month, anybody who's listening who would like to get some tobacco seed, you know, go ahead and drop me an email. You know, because like I said, there's the contact me link down there. Go ahead and send me an email about it so we can kind of coordinate here for me to send you a bunch of tobacco seed. You know, and I promise you I'm not going to be selling email addresses or physical addresses to anyone. You know, I'm a big believer in privacy, okay? So I'm not going to mess you guys over. But if any of you are interested in it, go ahead and drop me a line, and, you know, I'll get you some seeds sent off here. You know, once I get these seed pods all, you know, broken up and get the seeds taken out, then I can, you know, finish, you know, cleaning it all, and I can start packaging some up. And, you know, it won't look like very much there, but, you know, if a person has, like, a teaspoon of tobacco seeds, you're looking at several thousand seeds. So, that offer kind of stands. So we'll be doing that. And like I said, go ahead and, you know, keep on checking back here on the main webpage, and, you know, that way I can keep people updated as to once I have everything, you know, all together to be able to send them out. Okay. Well, let's see here. What else do we have? Well, we're here at 45 minutes already. Well, why don't I do this? I think I'm just going to, like I said, I'm going to stop ranting and raving tonight here. You know, it's just, but this whole thing tonight here was just kind of something to, you know, get people to think. I know, it's mean of me to do that to people, but I think all of us here are fairly well conservative, and it doesn't hurt us too badly to think. You know, liberals, you know, you make them think, and their, you know, their heads are liable to explode. But I didn't give a duct tape warning or anything, because I have faith in all my listeners here that that your heads aren't going to explode. So, okay, I think it's time for just some music here, and we'll see where we go from there.
A band of brothers and native to the soil, fighting for our liberty with treasure, blood, and toil. And when our rights are threatened, the cry rolls near and far. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for southern rights, hurrah. A single star. As long as the Union was faithful to her trust, like friends and like brethren, kind were we and just. But now when northern treachery attempts our rights to mar, we hoist on high the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. First gallant South Carolina nobly made the stand. Then came Alabama, who took her by the hand. Next quickly Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. All raised on high the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Ye men of valor, gather round the banner of the right. Texas and fair Louisiana, join us in the fight. Davis, our loved president, and Stephens, statesman rare. Now rally round the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Southern rights, hurrah, hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. And here's to brave Virginia, the old Dominion state, with the young Confederacy at length has linked her fate. Impelled by her example, now other states prepare to hoist on high the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Then cheer, boys, cheer now, raise the joyous shout. For Arkansas and North Carolina now have both gone out. And let another rousing cheer for Tennessee be given. The single star of the bonnie blue flag has grown to be 11. Hurrah, hurrah for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag has gained the 11th star. Hurrah, hurrah for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag has gained the 11th star. Then here's to our Confederacy, strong we are and brave. Like patriots of old, we'll fight our heritage to save. And rather than submit to shame, to die we would prefer. So cheer for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag has gained the 11th star. Hurrah, hurrah for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag has gained the 11th star.
Oh, yeah. Had to put that in there. Since we've been talking about, you know, the Constitution and individual rights here tonight, and states' rights too. So, of course, obviously that was a Bonnie Blue Flag. So, oh boy, let's see, what else can we do here? How about all of us who trying to keep an eye on things? I guess we could all say we're kind of like people who are on the watchtower. So we'll try that one on for size.
Must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Sure that everyone realizes here that what I've been doing tonight here is actually, pre-recorded this earlier this evening here, because what I've been having to do while I've been talking here is periodically stopping and, stopping the recording here or stopping it after I go into one of my coughing fits here. So, like I'd said, I'm still hanging in the chat room as well. While this has been playing. Again, I hated to do that, but, oh boy. When you got a cold, it's sometimes difficult to keep talking for, the better part of an hour without, starting to hack and cough and gag and make all sorts of nasty noises, and that just does not sound quite right. You can probably hear it yet in my voice here. You know, the cold is not totally through. So, okay. Well, let's see here. What have we got here? We're about 5 minutes to the top of the hour here, so I think I have time here for, another piece or two of music. So, how about a little bit of the March of Canbreath? That's the one that that I've joked in the past about. You know, maybe we should make this the battle cry or the battle song for all the 3%ers. You know, those of us who still believe in the Constitution and might need to, you know, knock a few heads here to get the our so-called elites to listen. So, a little bit of March of the Canbreath here. Okay, my friends, thank you very much here for joining me here in the Tinker's Shop for the 22nd of November of 2014. Again, I apologize for having to do a pre-record tonight, but, like I said, needed to give the at the throat a bit of a rest. So, anyway, again, thank you very much. Take care. God bless. Have a very good weekend. And listen to The Medic Shack tomorrow night here on Just Measures Radio with Chuck and Kat, and maybe Jake will be back in, you know, after he's surgery on his knee. Okay, goodbye. Take care.